Rehearsal for tonight's Sulphur Springs High School graduation at 7 p.m. took place on the field at Gerald Prim Stadium Friday morning. During rehearsal, I talked with one of graduation's key players, high school band director Charles McCauley, whose band will be called upon to play some 20 straight minutes of pomp and circumstance as the graduates file into their seats. Charlie, do you know where I could find myself some sheet music for pomp and circumstance?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Are you hearing that in your sleep lately?
Yes, I am. You're not really feeling this, are you?
How many stanzas do you guys play?
Actually, we played it about 20 minutes worth. So we actually did it the other day, and we did 20 minutes worth.
It is a marathon and not a sprint.
It's a marathon, a long marathon. But we have ways to get through it.
Are there challenges to performing on a field with this hot out here? I mean, I know the marching band does all that, but is anything special about this?
Not really. I mean, we're sitting down, and you know, it's okay. I mean, we're used to it with marching band,
yeah.
But it's not a big challenge. Now, if it's windy, yes, it's different. But
is it a challenge to keep up the energy? You know, to keep the tune sounding good.
Well, that is a little bit of a challenge because they get, you know, their mind starts to wander after about the 10th time through. Their mind, and they also we actually trade off. We play, everybody plays the first time through, and then the next time from then on we play every other person. So that way their lips, particularly for brass players, their lips can stay fresh so they can get all the way through it. And then at the end, we all play again. So there's part of it we play again, and there's a one stanza that we don't all play.
Wow.
And that's how we kind of keep through it and keep our energy up and keep the performance going well, we hope.
Yeah. Bittersweet for the band. They're seeing some of their friends graduate.
Yeah, it's always very sad. I mean, it's just the last 2 days. Miss Welch and I were doing some things that we do for the seniors that we give them today, and you know, it kind of hits that they're really leaving, and you're a part of their lives for all these years, and they're kind of like your own kids, and then they leave, and it's like, we don't have empty nest syndrome because we have another whole crop of kids coming in, but it is bittersweet. I mean, you're excited for them, for their lives, and you're excited about what they're going to do in their lives, but it's sad. Selfishly, it's sad because you don't get to see them every day anymore.
Find a cool spot,
man. Yeah, I think
good
I will.
Good luck with that.
KSST News.